Chapter 6 Dialogue 1 Time for bed now.
Time for bed now. Where's your doggy?
I tucked him into bed.
Okay, have you had a bedtime wee?
No, I'll go now.
Make sure you wash your hands.
Yes, Daddy.
Okay, good. I love you.
I love you too, Daddy. I love you to the moon and back.
I love you to Pluto and back.
Do you know Pluto isn't a planet? The scientist said it's a dwarf planet.
Really? Wow. Night, night, baby girl.
Night, night, baby daddy.
Sweet dreams. See you tomorrow. I love you.
Mwah.
Chapter 6 Dialogue 2 Nightly chats before bed.
No more playing. Before you go to sleep, is there anything you want to talk about?
John's tooth fell out on the playground.
Oh, well, what happened then?
So I called Ms. Smith as John was looking for it.
Is that so? And then?
Ms. Smith came and found it in the sandbox.
That was lucky. And then?
And she picked it up and told John the Tooth Fairy would come if he put it under his pillow.
That's right. Tell me a little bit more about it. What exactly did Miss Smith say to John? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. She said the Tooth Fairy would visit him and exchange it for something nice while he was sleeping.
Wow, good memory, Mark. That's really great. What did John say to that?
He was very happy and said thank you to Miss Smith.
The Tooth Fairy will be ready to visit you, too, when your baby tooth falls out, you know. Thank you for sharing this wonderful story with Mommy. Now, sweet dreams. I love you, Mark.
Good night. I love you, too, Mommy.
Chapter 6 Dialogue 3 Bedtime Reading to Children.
Mark, which book do you want me to read for tonight?
The dinosaur book, please.
You have two dinosaur books. Which one do you like?
I want How Do Dinosaurs Say Goodnight?
Oh, the one in which young, sleepless dinosaurs are behaving very badly?
Yes, that's very funny.
Do you think it's good for a bedtime story?
Yes, I love dinosaurs.
After I'm done, I will turn off the light and then you go to sleep. I mean, don't act like a dinosaur, okay?
Yeah, I got it, Mommy.